This is initial psychiatric evaluation. Patient's first name is Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Last name is Agaus, A-G-A-U-A-S. Facility is the Villa at Great Lakes Crossing. Date of birth is 4/9/1949. Date of evaluation 6/23/2023. HBI history-based psychiatric evaluation for management of depression. History of present illness. This is a 74 years old male who was admitted here on 6/19/23 from Beaumont Hospital, Farmington Hills. Patient's chart indicates muscle weakness, difficulty walking, history of bilateral open angle glaucoma. Period. The patient was present during my evaluation and acknowledged that he's here for therapy and talked about a weakness in his both legs, particularly more so in the left leg. He reports that he lives in some kind of semi-independent setting with six other people. Here he reports that he was recently diagnosed with multiple sclerosis after he had spinal tapped and MRI of brain done. Period. Apparently he has been having weakness in extremities for some time. Period. He reports a long-standing history of depression and acknowledged that he has been taking Cymbalta with good response. He reports that prior to Cymbalta, he used to be more depressed and angry, but he's much calmer now. Period. No thoughts of harm to self or others. Period. Sleep and appetite is fair. Period. No auditory visual hallucinations. Next paragraph. He acknowledged history of heroin abuse and reports that he used to snort and also did intravenous drug abuse. Period. Reports that he has been abstinent for 23 years and reports that he used to work for Salvation Army and his job was talk to prisoners who have a history of drug abuse to get them in a treatment program. Here he reports that he has two associate's degrees in criminal justice and social work. Next paragraph. Review of system, general weakness, eyes, vision loss, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genital, urinary, non-liver, musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, hemorrhages, non-liver, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, yes, prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, yes, number of prior psychiatric hospitalizations, zero, prior history of suicide attempts, no. Christ of aggression, no. Next paragraph, education, highest grade associate degree in criminal justice, current occupation, not working, but did work for Salvation Army. Next paragraph, current relationship, single. Next paragraph, make a record lab, diagnostic test, view collateral form, and chart nursing. Next paragraph under history and habits. Under review of history and habits, come and see medical surgical history as reported in HPI. Save that information. Next paragraph. blood pressure 119 over 68, pulse 80, respiration 18. Next paragraph. General appropriately groomed demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, sitting on a bicycle in therapy room, speech clear, mood euthymic, thought process intact, association normal, thought content normal, perceptual disturbances, denied level of consciousness, alert, oriented to person, place and time, memory recent, intact, or knowledge. Fund of knowledge fair, in judgment and insight fair, MSC common sleep and appetite fair, under medications, under current medications, MAR reviewed, Cymbalta 20 milligram once a day. Next paragraph, under assessment and plan, major depressive disorder, recurrent, mild F33.0, plans continue, Cymbalta as prescribed. Next paragraph, disposition, notify any our service for any changes in mood or behaviors or any new concerns. Next paragraph, the patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and potential adverse effects. Next paragraph, under orders and procedures, 99305, under supplemental administrative check, common side effects of risk, under risk-benefit analysis, check common side effects of SNRI, risk-benefit statement. In my medical determination, the above reference risks are acceptable and are outweighed by the potential benefits given the current emotional suffering of the resident and associated functional impairment and potential consequences of harm to himself and others. This is the end of dictation.